Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Matthew Sheisler, CEO of Cord Blood America, which is traded on the OTC Bulletin Board under the ticker symbol CBAI. And Cord Blood America is engaged in the business of collecting, testing, and processing and preserving umbilical cord blood. Thanks for joining me today, Mr. Sheisler.
Thanks, Juan. It's good to be here.
Great. Start off by talking to us about the Family Cord Banking Act. Does the company support the new act?
You know, we do. It's it gives the option for families, if they want to store their umbilical cord blood, to be able to use the money out of on a pre-tax basis out of their flexible spending accounts. So it, rather than be a post-tax purchase, it allows a little more financial flexibility for families, and hopefully it'll make a run through the House and Senate fairly quickly.
And talk to us a little bit about some of the positives in, for the company and Obama lifting the stem cell funding restrictions.
Well, we're in the business of storing adult stem cells, which are stem cells from the umbilical cord. The embryonic stem cell restrictions, just for the audience listening, what Obama did was the government, the previous administration, wasn't against the embryonic stem cell research. What they did, they restricted the research and the government wouldn't fund the research. What President Obama is suggesting is that the government will lift those restrictions and also provide funding for the research. So that then, so you have to ask the question, how does this benefit Cord Blood America? Well, it's really actually very simple. As more stem cell therapies can get to market, more families will choose to store their cord blood stem cells. See, right now, cord blood stem cells are used to battle cancer and leukemia, primarily other, you know, blood and immune disorders, but primarily cancers and leukemias. And, you know, there's a certain level of history, you know, case history in through families that they have a history of that, those afflictions. But if cures for things such as Parkinson's disease or diabetes, or I can go on down the list, start getting to market and becoming commercialized because of the stem cell research done using embryonic stem cells, then more and more families will say, we have a history of that. We should store our stem cells. It's a very simple business model that we're in. You know, we process and store the stem cells for future use, and some therapies will hit, some will miss. The bottom line is every therapy it hits is going to need inventory, and that's what we want to be. We want to control. We want to be a globally dominant storage facility and control the global inventory of stem cells.
Okay, and continue talking a little bit about some of the market trends and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, the market trend is obviously stem cell therapies versus if the pharmaceutical type business model. And now pharmaceuticals aren't going away in any way, shape, or form. But stem cells have been shown and are starting to show the ability to cure diseases or prevent diseases from the outset. And so the reason why that's very, very important to know is that as time goes on, more and more families will be using stem cell therapies to battle the diseases that afflict their families and eventually at some point prevent future generations from contracting those diseases because stem cells are the first cells in formation. So, in other words, for Cord Blood America to be successful, we need to see more stem cell therapies getting to market. And as more stem cell therapies get to market, more families are going to want to store. We as an organization are in the business of private banking. That being said, we're going to be looking at diversifying our stem cell base over the course of the next few years to include adipose tissue stem cells, which are stem cells from fat, adult peripheral stem cells from our bloodstream, and then see how we could use those and store those for future therapies.
Okay, and what are some of the things that makes cord blood unique from other players in your sector?
I think the biggest key is that our sales channel is through partnering with insurance companies. At the end of the day, families are the ones paying to store stem cells right now, and our competitors choose to market through either direct-to-consumer means or through doctors and hospitals. The doctors and hospitals and the magazines and internet don't pay for storing stem cells. The families do. We believe that in the future, that insurance companies will pay for, if not all, at least part of storing stem cells, especially for high-risk families, because it'll only take the actuaries, you know, a few calculations to say, it's in our best interest to store stem cells for the high-risk families simply because it's cheaper than to find a donor and have to go through a transplant and so forth. So as more therapies hit the market, we believe that more insurance companies will start looking at paying for a portion of storing stem cells, and we believe that we're well-positioned to capture that insurance business because we're already working solely and uniquely with certain insurance, health insurance providers around the country.
And in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of the model?
You know, it really is. The companies that purely go direct to consumer have shown a history of failing. You have to have the backing of doctors, hospitals, and/or insurance companies in order to really penetrate the market and get the message out. It's a pretty simple equation. If the doctor and the insurance company says these are the companies I would recommend to store stem cells, the consumer need look no further to do so. So it is very, very important for the organization to continue to build partnerships with health insurance providers, doctors, and hospitals.
Okay, and walk us through a little bit about some of the experience and the background of your management team.
Well, I'm personally the founder, chairman, and CEO, and my wife and I actually founded this company in January of 2003. And we did it purely out of the belief of storing stem cells, and we were very, very fortunate to, at that time, build a direct-to-consumer model, which allowed us to bring in sales. Now, as time has gone on and larger players have entered into the market, we've had to make a shift in tactics and focus more on the partnerships, which we've done, and we've done very, very well. We were able to acquire three other companies in the industry that helped us with that expertise. So to go back to the management team, because we were able to make acquisitions throughout the industry and acquire three companies, our management team has deep insurance agency experience and working with health insurance providers. In fact, two of the three directly worked for the health insurance providers for many, many years. Outside of that, our management team is really built around sales, marketing, customer service, the ability to grow a business. Now, we have a strong medical advisor in Dr. Jack Goldberg to help us through the medical issues, as well as some other advisors throughout the medical industry and throughout particularly the stem cell industry. But this business is truly a business of developing sales channels and acquiring customers. The processing and storage of stem cells is a pretty fixed technology, and there's without exception, except for other small nuances, the labs essentially process and store stem cells the same way. So the bottom line of the industry boils down to who can create the best customer experience, who can create the best sales channel, and that's what we're really good at.
And what objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
And very, very simple. We have three: debt reduction, more acquisitions, and organic growth. We as an organization raised a tremendous amount of debt in order to grow, and it allowed us to grow. It allowed us to acquire three direct competitors and really build a strong customer base. We believe that this year, where we're looking at being cash flow break even or better, that it's time to delever the balance sheet. So that's part and parcel, and that's goal number one. Number two is, because of the current economic situation, there are a number of stem cell labs that have assets, samples that are paying yearly storage fees, but these labs themselves have far too much overhead that the samples don't cover their overhead, so we believe it's an opportune time to acquire more samples, and which when you acquire a sample, you're really acquiring a customer contract that pays a yearly storage fee. It's a very nice cash flow biological annuity, and for those that aren't familiar with the industry, the customers will pay a one-time processing and storage charge of around $2,000, and then they'll pay approximately $120 to $130 a year for storage. The bad debt in the industry is less than 1%, and the contracts are 18 years long. So it's really, really good biological annuity. So we look to acquire those assets. That's goal number two. Number three is organic growth. We currently work with three health insurance providers that service certain local geographies in the United States, and I believe this year in the next 12 months we'll add another two or three health insurance providers in different geographies to grow organic customer base.
Okay, and can you talk to us a little bit about some of the highlights of your recent shareholder special meeting?
Yeah, this, quite simply, our shareholders meeting was to increase the authorized shares. We were out of authorized shares, and so we did We were able to overwhelmingly approve the authorized share increase, and that was really what the only topic was of the meeting. The authorized share increase was simply for that, the three pillars that I just mentioned: debt reduction, organic growth, and acquisition.
Great. And before we conclude, Matthew, what are some of the key reasons that Cord Blood America, CBAI, represents a good long-term investment opportunity for potential investors?
Well, number one, it's the annuity model. And an investor needs to look at, if an investor wants to invest into a stem cell company, there's two types. There's research and development, and then there's the storage slash annuities. Research and development is a home run or strikeout model. If the therapy makes it to market, it's a home run. If it doesn't make it to market, it's a strikeout. In the annuity model, in the storage model, we hit a lot of singles. You know, we're having thousands, tens of thousands of customers paying $125 a year. It really is almost an insulator to economic downturn. Yeah, you may not sign up as many new customers as you did the previous year in a very bad economic times, but you still, the year-over-year storage fee, still show less than 1% in bad debt. So it's a very solid business model that has constant cash flow to it. So if an investor is looking at investing into a stem cell company, it's a much safer bet to invest in a company that has consistent recurring revenue streams, and that's what Cord Blood America is.
Well, thanks for the update, Matthew, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track Cord Blood America's progress.
Thanks, Juan.